This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for Wednesday afternoon, the 30th day of November. Drew Lerner now joins us from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start in South America. Tell me about the weather conditions crops are growing in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, the situation right now in Brazil is almost ideal and has been for a while. We do have a little dryness in the southwest part of the country, but that's going to be reduced over the next few days with scattered showers and thunderstorms. We also have some dryness returning to northeastern parts of Brazil, but that also is going to be eased a little bit later in December. And everybody in between is going to see a regular occurrence of rain and thunderstorms with temperatures mostly in a seasonable range, and the end result is going to be really quite good for their production potential. Argentina is going to be a little different. They will continue to have some pockets of dryness and some periods of warmth periodically. But for right now, Argentina is in tip-top shape, I think, and don't seem to look for any kind of immediate change in that. Although as we move into December and especially into January, we will see a little bit of ridginess aloft over Argentina that will promote heat and dryness at times. And I think there will be enough stress eventually that we will see a little bit more interest in what's going on in that country. But I don't think it's going to be a widespread problem with dryness, but I do think there'll be enough pockets of dryness later in the summer that there may be some reduction in yield for a few areas. But a wall-to-wall drought, I don't think is likely to occur. And we're in such good shape right now that it'll take a while for these crops to deteriorate enough to really hurt them. So we'll be focusing in on the second half of January, well, maybe all of January and early February, I suppose.
Here in the United States, we've been watching the dry conditions in the southeast, the fires near the Gatlinburg area in Tennessee, and the rainfall. What do you see there?
Yeah, what a shame for what's going on in the Gatlinburg area. The region is getting rain right now, and I think we'll see that rain continue long enough that they will get a good handle on the fire there. In the meantime, this drought is pretty substantial, but it is on its last legs, at least in the northern part of the drought region. We will see multiple rounds of rain over the next few weeks that will whittle away at the northern half to two-thirds of this drought and leave a little piece of it in southern Alabama, southern Georgia, some neighboring areas in Florida and South Carolina may get more involved with it as time moves along. But I think there'll be plenty of moisture in the rest of that droughty area over the winter to fix that situation, at least until we get into the spring season. In the meantime, La Nina looks like it's going to be put through some deteriorating conditions of its own, and that will help to reduce some of that potential for that dryness to work its way back northwestward in the late winter or spring. So I think it's a better scenario, but we'll need to continue to monitor all of these things.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us for the day.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.